Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear the remainder of my interview with Sean Boom Boom Thompson, rodeo clown at the recent Odessa Chamber Rodeo.
Speaking of learning, you are in the off season when you're not rodeoing. You're a teacher, you're a football coach, so wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be you got to have a year-round impressive job and something that you love doing.
Yeah, you know, being in education is great, too, because you get to see the kids' growth, you get to see all that, and then also coaching, obviously. I love football, and I enjoy doing that a lot. That's kind of my forte, I guess you'd say. I really, really enjoy that about as much as I do clowning.
Well, Sean, I've interviewed a lot of 4-H kids and FFA kids, and I always ask them at the end, if you could recommend your profession to someone, what would you tell them about it? What would you recommend to them if they wanted to get involved with that? And would you recommend to any youngsters that someday want to be a rodeo clown?
Well, let's see here. You got to be able to swallow your pride. You got to be able to swallow your pride and walk into any makeup aisle in any store and be able to buy makeup as a man. And then you've also got to you got to be a happy-go-lucky person. You know, you got to have that joyful spirit. You got to be able to want to have fun. You got to be able to make people want to have fun. And then on top of that, you got to love what you do. So here it is. This is what I would say. My best piece of advice is, you know, if you want to do something bad enough, chase that, do it, and make the most of it, and enjoy it, and make people around you enjoy it, and you'll be successful. And surrounding yourself with good people is another big key. If you're around good people, you're going to be successful. And I've been lucky enough to do that.
Absolutely. Well, you have a great smile, and I know that that is genuine. I know that you can tell just by talking to you, you love what you're doing here. Wish you the best. Look forward to seeing you again down the road.
Oh, absolutely. So glad to be here in Odessa, Missouri.
The Missouri State Fair is accepting nominations for veteran and active military honorees of the day. To honor our servicemen and women, the Missouri State Fair is teaming up with Capital Materials, Retrieving Freedom Incorporated, and Starline Brass to present a new event called the Military Flag Ceremony. Veterans and active service members from across Missouri are eligible to be honored one of the 11 days during the Missouri State Fair in a ceremony taking place at the flagpole on the Missouri State Fairgrounds. To be selected, individuals must be nominated using the form available on the Missouri State Fair website. Nominees must be Missouri residents and available one of the 11 days of the 117th Missouri State Fair, August 8th through the 18th. Once a nomination is completed, it can be mailed, faxed, or emailed to the Missouri State Fair office. The deadline to submit nominations is July 4th, 2019. Join us in honoring our military men and women in the first ever military flag retreat ceremony at the 2019 Missouri State Fair. Nominate a veteran or active military service person today. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.